Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. It is time for us to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. This is still the beginning of 2019. If you're listening to this in sequence, if you're not, welcome anyway. I'm glad that you're taking the time to set your mind on the things of God. We've been talking about this issue of feelings and how they affect our view of reality. Feelings are a dominant thing, aren't they? They could have a very powerful impact on the way that we live. And I'm finding that we live in a culture that gauges reality much of the time based on how we feel. You see emotional reactions happening on news channels, on television. You see emotional responses in social media to issues and to comments that are made. Many times we allow our emotion to rule the day rather than the truth. Now just stop and think about that. What happens when you allow emotion to rule the day? You tend to be more critical. You tend to be more hard on yourself. You tend to be all kinds of things. And yesterday, I gave you the illustration of being almost involved in an automobile accident. And yet you're not. And you realize after a short period of time that you're not in the accident yourself. You're actually safe. Well, your emotion hits the ceiling when you first think that you're going to be involved in an accident, but then it starts to simmer down over time. You see, emotions are designed by God to be that way. They are responders. They are not determiners of reality. That's a concept that's very important. We need to realize what we feel about a situation is not always true. Sometimes our emotion does line up with the truth of a situation. And that's kind of a fringe benefit. That's kind of a bonus when that happens, because we get to live in what I would say a total alignment with reality when our emotion is in sync with what's true. It's like when you truly feel love for your child or for your spouse. And the reality is that you do love them. You're feeling totally in alignment. But there's times where our feelings are out of alignment. And what do we do in those circumstances? Well, the scripture gives us a great piece of advice. In fact, it's not a piece of advice. It's a command for those who follow Jesus Christ. And you see this peppered throughout the New Testament, but one of the clearest places that you see it is in Colossians chapter 3, verse number 2. It says, "Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Now, there is all kinds of powerful truth right here. But what I want to draw our attention to today is that first phrase, that first command, set your minds on things that are above. You see, we have a responsibility as followers of Jesus Christ to not allow emotion to rule the day. We are not to allow our feelings to dictate to us how we are going to live in this world. We are to set our minds in a certain place. And Paul says it's on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Now, it doesn't mean you don't give careful consideration and thought to the things going on around you on the planet. That's not his point. His point is you are to realize there are realities. There we are, back to that word we mentioned yesterday. There are realities, truths that are bigger than what are going on around you, bigger than what you initially feel in the moment. You are to set your mind on those realities, the things that are above. And tomorrow, I want to talk about what that looks like. But for today, just recognize this. You have the opportunity, no matter the circumstance that comes your way today, to set your mind on the truth of God, that you are hidden with Christ in God, no matter the circumstances you face, and no matter the interactions you have. Join me again tomorrow and share The Morning Mindset with a friend. Would you do that? God bless you today.
how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.